In this class, I would like to present to you a letter that the Rebbe wrote to a non-Jew in 1972, towards the end of the year, asking, what does it mean to go, to walk in the presence of God? Is this only restricted for Jews, or is it also for non-Jews? The novelty of this letter, even though it's a simple letter, as we're going to see, it's a short and simple letter, is that exactly this concept of going and being in the presence of God, it's regardless whether you are Jew or non-Jew. Let's go. By the grace of God, 15th of Cheshvan. That means towards the end of the year 1972, Brooklyn, New York. Greetings and blessings. This is to acknowledge receipt of your correspondence. You write that you would love to learn what it means to walk in the presence of God, etc. I trust that you know of the so-called seven commandments given by God to Noach and his children. These are, the Rebbe enumerates, 1. The establishment of courts of justice. 2. The prohibition of blasphemy. 3. Of idolatry. 4. Of incest. 5. Of bloodshed. 6. Of robbery. 7. Of eating flesh cut from a living animal. These seven commandments which God gave to the children of Noach, that means to all mankind, are the basic laws with far-reaching ramifications, embrace the whole life of a society as well as of an individual to ensure that the human race will be guided by these divine laws of morality and ethics, and that the human society will indeed be human and not a jungle. To be sure, Jews, the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, have later been given many more divine commandments which obligate them, but not the rest of mankind. However, this in no way diminishes the fact that Gentiles can and must attain complete fulfillment through the observance of the above mentioned seven commandments of men, with all the ramifications, for inasmuch as they are God-given, they provide the vehicle whereby to attain communion with God, and thus, quotes, walk ever in the presence of God, end quotes, as you write in your letter. I would like to make an additional essential point. If there was a time when some thinkers thought that there was no need to connect the laws of ethics and morality with divine authority, inasmuch as these are rational principles, the fallacy of this thinking is now abundantly clear. For we have seen, in our own day and age, a whole nation which had boasted of great philosophic advancement and ethical systems sink to the lowest depth of inhuman depravity and unprecedented barbarism. And the reason for this was that they thought they could establish a morality and ethics based on human reason, not subject to the authority of a supreme being, having themselves become a super race, as they thought. There is surely no need to elaborate on the obvious. From what has been said above, it is clear that no individual can rest content by his own observance of the divine commandments, but it is his responsibility to his friends and neighbors and society at large to involve them in the observance of the divine commandments in the daily life and conduct. Wishing you success in your efforts to achieve true fulfillment, with blessing, the signature of the Rebbe. So we see a few points in this letter. I'm not going to repeat the whole thing, but the point is there are seven commandments, there are ramifications, there are more commandments for Jews that humankind, in general, mankind is not obligated to fulfill. And by fulfilling whatever God sent for you, so to speak, Jews, 613 things, and non-Jews, seven commandments, and the Rebbe stresses a few times, there are ramifications, there are many, many, that gives you the tool to reach your own fulfillment and connect to God and walk in the presence of God. And moreover, you're also part of the system, so to speak, to actually spread this message, not just for you, but for everybody else around you.